Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up to talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Peter Meyer, who we're also celebrating his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Peter, thanks again for 18 great years. MeyerGroupGRP.com, right?
Yes, exactly right.
So I hope
you've checked
that out.
Thank you for letting me be part of this.
Well, we're glad you are. Author of Warp Speed Growth, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. That's an outstanding book, folks. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about aspirations, especially around people that might become part of your organization that would possibly be coming from corporate America. Maybe they're either still in corporate America and they got an itch, they're ready to jump, or maybe they, as your friend Matt did, they had a buyout and they took a shoot and came down with you know, being sort of independent but still not ready to go out to pasture. They could come. You could nurture them, cultivate them to come aboard as a part-time executive or a full-time executive. But Peter, here's something to think about. We've got millions of baby boomer businesses that are and will be coming over the next 5 or 10 years for sale, but we've got a generation or two coming behind that are less entrepreneurial than the older generations are. I'm concerned that we're going to have businesses for sale going unwanted. Could a Matt type person say you're in your 60s and he's 49 or 50? Could he or she be your next owner?
I think that's a really good point. First of all, when we talk about millennials, we're talking about averages.
Right.
There are no average people.
Right.
Some are more entrepreneurial. Some are less entrepreneurial. If you get somebody like Matt, who is there because he wants to improve himself and help your customers and he wants the sense of satisfaction, he may be the right person to buy your business in a few years. And what could be better than to have somebody who's already involved, who will take good care of your customer when you decide to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the best possible solution.
And in Matt's case, maybe even the capital to make the transaction.
Right. When you bring somebody on board like Matt, you may be bringing on the next owner of the business, the person who will pay you the money to buy you out of your business.
Of course, we're not saying that you should have dollar signs in your blood in your eye, or dollar signs in your eyes when you think about them. We're talking about a second, third tier motivation here, really, aren't we? I mean, the first motivation is to find somebody who. Where when the two of you come together, everybody benefits. The aspirations, as you say, of both parties are met.
Yes, that's the first thing to do is take care of this quarter, right? And so you have everything getting better this quarter and this year, and in 5 years or whenever it is time that for you to step down if you wish to, that's just a benefit beyond that.
Right. It'll happen if it should happen.
Yes. Well put.
But so what
will be available.
Talk to us about how we talk to these people.
None of that will be available if you treat the Matts of the world like sheep, like average. So the way to talk to them is not to say, I'm going to make it better for you by giving you all these great things. Instead, the way to talk to them is to say, what is it that really turns your crank?
What do you want?
What is it? What is it that, in a sense of feelings and thinking, not objects, in a sense of feeling and thinking, what is it that would really make your life better for you?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a long conversation in some cases. I mean, if someone comes back and says, "Well, I really want more money," my answer to that would be, why?
And well, I'd like to encourage people.
The answer is just.
I like to encourage people to when you're talking to these people, don't talk to them about what people need. Talk to them about what people want, what they want. Because what people will need, they can get anywhere. What they want is anything more from a little bit more to everything. Ask them about what they want. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely correct. Start with what makes them smile. And when they are smiling, they're going to do a better job for you, a better job for themselves, and they'll be better for your customers.
And you might get more power than you ever thought by doing what Peter's talking about and not hurt your budget even. Hey, Peter, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 18 great years. Let's do 18 more. What do you think?
Great idea. Let's do it. Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. Meyer Group, TRP, MeyerGroup.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.